Dying in the bathroom as a layperson. Meditation. In this meditation upon death, we will imagine dying in the bathroom after slipping and falling unexpectedly. We will begin as per usual by establishing body-based present moment awareness with body sweeping and breath meditation. Bringing your attention to your sitting posture. Simply being aware that now you are sitting. With a straight yet relaxed posture. At first, simply feeling the physical feelings of the buttocks pressing against the mat or the cushion or chair on which you are sitting. Grounding awareness in this present moment. Allow a broad, natural awareness to embrace your whole body for the next few moments. And now I suggest taking three slow and deep in and out breaths, releasing any tension you may be feeling, particularly with the out breath. Breathing slowly and deeply in all the way into the abdomen. And then out, letting go, putting things down. And once again, breathing in and breathing out, relaxing, bringing a fresh awareness, a sense of being present into each new moment. And one more deep in and out breath at your own pace. Now allow the breathing to become relaxed and natural. Breathing easily, ordinarily, at your own pace. Just taking small, relaxed, natural breaths. Now with mindful awareness, try to feel the area around the top of the head. Simply aware of the various feelings on the surface area of the skin, around the area of the top of the head. Then include the face and the ears. And the neck, front and back. Now include the upper shoulder area. Simply aware, knowing the various feelings on the surface of the skin in the shoulder area. Becoming more aware and at the same time, relaxing. Now include the chest in this awareness. And then moving down, include the stomach area. Then bring this gentle, knowing awareness to include all of your back. Now include your arms. Embracing the whole upper area of the body with gentle awareness. Not judging. Not discriminating. Accepting the body as it is, with an alert and gentle knowing. Now include the lower abdomen, the groin, and then the buttocks. Feel your bottom pressing against the harder surface underneath. Present, in the moment, grounded. Now slowly include the legs and the feet in your awareness as well. Feel the whole body simply sitting, knowing the sitting posture. Now bring your awareness to your breathing, being very mindful of each in and out breath. Simply being aware of the feelings involved with in and out breathing. Try to be aware of the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Knowing the sensations of the breath coming in at the nose and through the chest, and into the abdomen. And then as it leaves the abdomen and the chest and out the nose again. Knowing the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Each in-breath and each out-breath. We are going to introduce a mental noting method now, so as to assist our mindfulness in staying with the feelings of the in- and out-breath. The main meditation object is awareness of the feelings of the breath, and yet a gentle mental noting method can help us to stay with our meditation object, not letting the mind wander off into thinking about this or that. So we will practice noting Buddho at first. Buddho means knowing. And so as you breathe in, mentally note but, and as you breathe out, note do. Aware of each in-breath, but, and each out-breath, do. But, do. But, do. As this meditation will be a contemplation of death and impermanence, you can also practice noting with the word maranang, which means death or dying. Breathing in, maranang. Breathing out, maranang. 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 As the remainder of this meditation entails using the visualizing, reflecting faculty of the mind, it may not be possible to be aware of the breath in as much detail as when we take the breath itself as the primary meditation object. And this is fine. It is, however, very helpful to maintain a general awareness of the in and out breathing, even while doing visualizations, so we can alternate between these two words, butto and maranang, in this way, using the noting as an aid to maintaining some awareness of each in-breath and each out-breath throughout this meditation session. Simply hear the instructions and promptings and visualize the scenarios as best you can, practicing mindfulness of death and impermanence while maintaining awareness of the breath, especially in the silent spaces. You are so pleased that you went and did the 10-day meditation retreat. Today was the first day back at work. There were the usual challenges, but you were pleased to see that you were able to bring more clarity and awareness into the situation, that you could maintain a sense of space around all of the activity. Butto. Butto. Today, you were able to remember to be patient with that person who you find difficult. And it was with gladness that you were able to observe that nasty thought formulate, stay for some time, and then pass away into a peaceful quality of clear knowing, without saying anything. Butto. Butto. Now you are back at home, relaxing, lying in the bathtub. You are quite determined to keep up all of your practices, now that you feel recharged. After this rejuvenating bath, you are going to go and meditate. Perhaps you may even do some chanting first. But for now, you are simply relaxing, winding down, putting things down, letting the day's impressions fall away into the past. Relaxing into awareness of your breathing. You are aware of the pleasant feeling of the warm water pressing against your skin. And aware of the lovely fragrance of the aromatherapy bath salts that you put into the water. It caught your attention in the supermarket. Lavender and cedarwood. The label read, "Relaxes the body and invigorates the mind." Aware of the pleasant smell. Relaxing your body. Invigorating your mind. Buddha. Buddha. Lying in the bath, you are remembering the way that the teacher stressed the value and importance of death reflection on the retreat. It was a little difficult to take at first, being reminded of death, morning, afternoon, and evening each day. But you have to admit, it certainly has helped you to focus on the things which are most important in life. Maranang, Maranang. Recollecting death, aware of death. I could die today, you think to yourself. Soberly acknowledging this, you allow the mind to rest peacefully with this awareness. Still lying in the bathtub, you reach and turn the hot water tap on slightly and leave it trickling a little more hot water into the tub. Aware of the sounds of running water. Before changing postures, you decide that for the next minute or so, you will alternate the words Buddha and Maranang in your mind. A gentle, quiet mental recitation, synchronized with the in and out breathing. Buddha. Buddha. Maranang. Maranang. Aware of the breath and aware of the ever-present possibility of death. Feeling relaxed and at ease. It occurs to you that it would be good to go and do your formal practice now. And so slowly, you reach for and then twist the lever, which releases the plug from the bath. You lay back down to enjoy the last few relaxing moments. feeling the tickle of the water over your skin as it slowly recedes, and appreciating the gurgling sound of disappearing water. Maranang, Maranang. You slowly and carefully raise your body up into the standing position. And then mindfully you reach for your towel. Carefully you remove the water, patting, pressing, wiping, drying the skin on your body. Now that your skin is dry, you carefully wrap the towel snugly around your body. Butto. Butto. Maranang. 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 It is time to go and meditate. You are stepping over the bathtub edge. You hadn't realized that releasing all of the soapy water would leave a slippery, greasy film on the surface of the bathtub. As you lift one leg up and over the rim, your other foot slips. You lose your balance completely, and your body quickly lunges forward. Maranang. Maranang. As you are falling, you grab for something to hold, but you can't quite manage to catch anything. Maranang. Although it happened very fast, strangely, your mind perceived so many things then. Time slowed. You saw the hard ceramic-tiled floor rushing towards you. And intuitively, instantly, you knew what this would mean. You felt your head collide with the floor and heard a loud, resounding crack. Maranang. Maranang. There was an intense pain as the skull cracked, and great pressure as blood flowed quickly inside the skull. In these final moments, it dawned on you. You are certain that this body has broken. It will not move again. And so with great urgency, you collect your mind as best you can, and consciously let go of everything that you have known and all that you hoped for. Ignoring the pain, determinedly you hold the mind still. Buddho. There is just this final moment. And then everything went still, dark and silent. Maranang. Maranang. While still mindful of the breathing, hold in awareness the perception that your human body has just died. Be peaceful. Be still. Maranang. Maranang. In about 7 minutes, we will come to the end of this meditation. Try to maintain a good, clear awareness of your breath for the remainder of this session. If your mind is peaceful, simply maintain your awareness of breathing, allowing your mind to stay in its peaceful state until the end of the session. Hear my voice as if it is in the distance. If you think that it might be helpful, you can now refresh the awareness of the body sitting, knowing the felt sense of the sitting posture. Feel the weight of your body pressing against the mat or the chair. Mindfully aware that you are sitting. Feeling grounded. Present, in the body, in this moment. And now mindfully bring awareness to refocus on the breath. Feeling the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. taking one or two deep breaths can be helpful in re-establishing awareness of the physical feeling of the breath. You can note the in and out breath as before, with the syllables put, do. Put, do. Put, do. We understand that in reflective death meditations, we are using our sanya, or perceptions, to stimulate a heightened awareness of impermanence and the truth of the inevitability of death. During the meditation, we allow the mind to be affected by this exercise, to be informed on a deep level. But towards the end of the meditation, it is good to remember that our visualization meditation was actually just an exercise involving thoughts and perceptions and feelings. Arising and ceasing in awareness. If your mind became peaceful through this exercise, wonderful. And if it did not, never mind. The important thing is that we become a little more aware of impermanence in our lives, and a little less frightened of the very normal experience of death. These kinds of meditations can be helpful in both training the mind to let go into peaceful awareness and also in preparing us to be able to be mindful when our eventual death does actually occur. Sometimes it is good to end death meditations with a couple of minutes of metta, loving-kindness meditation. Establishing a deep sense of well-being. Breathing in, simply wishing, may I be well. Genuinely directing loving-kindness towards yourself. Generating the warmth of positive goodwill in the area of your heart. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, wishing, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be safe. May I be free from danger. Breathing out, may I be well. May I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may all beings be well. Breathing in, may I be happy. Breathing out, may all beings be happy. The Buddha explained that consciously developing awareness of impermanence creates an enormous amount of good karma, or positive potential, merit. Acknowledging that you have been contemplating impermanence and death, in accordance with this ancient wisdom tradition, you can feel joyful and confident. In a minute or so, this meditation session will be over. If you have time, you can continue with your own meditation. Otherwise, you can now consider sharing the merit of this meditation with all beings, or with someone in particular. Bringing to mind the merit that was produced by this session of meditation. Determine how you wish to dedicate the merit. I dedicate the merit that arises from this session of meditation to: may this person be well, be safe, be happy.